Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel. You guys, welcome to the Morning Motivation. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope you guys are doing beautiful out there today. I started the show and forgot to hit live, so I'm so happy I saw that. I was talking to you guys. I was saying good morning, and that was so funny. But I hope you guys are doing great. I hope you are beautiful and blessed. And if you are around the world, good evening, good afternoon, and good night to some of you all. And for those of you who all will watch later, I hope you guys are having a beautiful and blessed Friday. Go ahead and load up the comments with the good morning. And if you are new and this is your first time, go ahead and tell me where you are from. I would love to hear about you and where you're from. Today is Friday. Thank you, thankfully. So I pray that you guys get some rest this weekend. It will be a working weekend for me, maybe, depending on a few things, but that's neither here nor there. I hope you guys are beautiful and blessed and that you guys feel amazing. We're going to go ahead and before I jump into the morning prayer and say good morning, so make sure you guys load up the comments with your good morning comments. I wanted to say that I shared a video on my community page. It was an interview with Lauren London. And last night when I was watching it, it was like, wow, it was a real eye opener about intention, purpose, her relationship with God, her spirituality, which I definitely think you guys should check out if that's something that you're interested in. Anytime that we talk about any topics on here or I find a video on YouTube that I think that will resonate with you guys, I always share on my community page. So make sure you guys are checking that out and checking out those videos. I think that those are very helpful and I love hearing other people's perspectives. And then it gives us a little confirmation with what we've already talked about, or it could ignite another conversation. So I'm going to go ahead and say the morning prayer and then do the morning shout outs. So load them up. And if you are new and this is your first time watching, let me know where you are from. I would love to know. But let's start off this prayer. And if you are not religious and you're not spiritual, it is totally fine. I hope that I can pray for you anyway. Okay. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for allowing us another day on this planet, another day to thrive, another day to walk in your purpose, another day to do things that are pleasing in your sight. Help us, Lord, with discernment, strength, perseverance, gratitude, discernment. Just fill everybody up with just so much gratitude today for us having another day. Whatever plans you have for us, plant those seeds in our hearts and our minds now so that we can execute them at the highest level for your greater good. And all these things I ask in your darling son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. So I hope you guys are well. and just because I pray in a Christian faith does not mean that, you know, the prayer can't sprinkle onto you or that you have to pray in the same way. I don't think that personally, I can't speak for other people. Personally, I don't think that God too much cares as long as we make time for him and that we thank him and we honor him and that we, you know, shed some light. But that's my personal opinion. So do what's best for you and what works for you. So we are going to go to the comments and good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Charlene. Good morning, Lakeisha. Good morning, Sydney. Hi, how are you? Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Kilo from Michigan. Ow. Good morning. Oh, thank you so much. I'm working on it, y'all. Like I'm taking a break from makeup. So y'all are going to see me a little regular with the skin, but I got to get my skin together. So thank you very much. Hi, Destiny. Good morning, TGIF. I know, thank God it's Friday, right? Good morning, Key Amber, Michelle. I'm loving the look today. Thank you. Yes, y'all. I'm so over my short hair. These little head wraps have been coming in handy. So thank you so much. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning. I don't want to mess this up. Melindy, good morning. Finally able to come on live. Well, thank you for being here. Good morning, Juliana. Good morning, Sanji. Good morning, Sherelle. Oh, I have some new names and new faces. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much for being here. Good morning, Latoya. I appreciate it. Thank you. Try to do something a little different, you know? we'll switch it up. We gotta change it up every once in a while. We can't be stuck in the same old, boring, you know, same stuff gets boring. So you gotta switch it up. And I challenge you all to try different things, try different looks. You never know what you might be into, what might just, you know, give you another look, a little judge. Good morning, Angel. Oh, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. I will take that compliment. Thank you. Kiamber, yeah, you guys need to be friends. You guys have the same names. You guys have similar names, I would say that. But I want to say thank you guys so much for being here this morning. Grand Rising AMAC and Grand Rising Angel, thank you guys so much for being here. You guys are amazing. I wanted to talk today about living our life with pure intention. When I was listening to the interview with Lauren London last night, and again, it's on my community page if you guys want to check it out. I always share things there, so make sure you guys check out the community page, and I also talk to you guys there too. And then we can share. I'm going to start sharing things on the Facebook group. Y'all, I'm getting back to Facebook, so please be patient with me. I have been off Facebook for a very long time, so now I don't know where anything is, and I'm working on that. Good morning, Kiki. Yeah, thank you so much. And good morning, Nelson. But when she was talking about, she talked about, so one of the questions that was asked from Lauren London, if you guys don't know who Lauren London is, she's an American actress who was Nipsey Hussle's girlfriend, who's an American rapper. And after Nipsey's death, he made a huge impact on the country specifically, not only with his philanthropy, but he was really trying to build up the Black community in such a beautiful way with entrepreneurship and tech and bringing a lot of new conversations into the hip hop space that was not being really talked about before his conversations, from what I remember. And he was shot unexpectedly. He was murdered. And he left behind a son, a daughter, and Lauren. And Lauren has been an American actress for a very long time. She has been in the famous ATL, and she was in Pharrell's video when she was in high school, Frontin', which is a really, really popular one. That's when I first remember seeing her. She's done shows like The Game and so many other great things. Madea's, I think, Family Reunion or one of those Madea movies. She's done so many amazing things over the years, but I just remember growing up and always admiring how beautiful she was, and really always liking Lauren as a character, like when she played her characters and things like that. But after her significant other's passing, it really shone a different light and a different side of her. I feel like she's still mourning, maybe spiritually, because she always wears black. But to hear her tap into her spiritual side, especially if you guys are very spiritual people, I think that this is a very good interview for us to kind of listen to. But one of the questions she was asked was, how is it taking somebody that you know, having an idea of your life, right? We all make plans. We all are trying to manifest. That's what most of our content here on Morning Motivation is all about, is getting to the next level. And what does our life look like? And not just what we want, but aligning our lives with God. And one of the questions he asked her is, how has it been when you thought your life was one way? You thought that, you know, you found your partner, you had your children, you had your career, or you have your career, because she still acts. She's an actress. How do you move forward when you thought your life was going to go one way, and because of something so out of your control, it shifts into a whole different dynamic? And one thing that she said that was so beautiful is she said that it was the ultimate test of letting go and allowing, and a test of control, because we all have these ideas of what we want our lives to look like, right? We all have these ideas of how things should go, you know, who we want to marry, what we want in our bank accounts. But when we are aligning our lives with God, right, when we are saying, hey, Lord, your will is more important than what I think. And the reason why I feel like this surrendering is super, super important, especially us on a mission, not to say that we shouldn't plan, not to say that we shouldn't manifest, not to say that we shouldn't, you know, be focused. We talked about that, right? Having clear intention on what we want, because we have to strive for anything. The Bible tells us, what's the scripture, you guys? Put it down in the comments. But a man without vision shall perish, right? So the Bible does tell us, God does tell us to be intentional, you know, write the vision and make it plain. But when we're truly aligning our lives with God, when we're truly taking a step back and allowing Him to align with what we want, and we want to get in alignment of what He has for us, sometimes it doesn't always look like the way we think it's going to look. Sometimes our blessings are delayed. We talk about that a lot, right? And sometimes our lives get slingshot in a whole different direction, and we have trials and tribulations that aren't necessarily something that we saw coming, or necessarily something that we wanted, you know, so to speak. And when she said it was the ultimate test of control and letting go and allowing into flow, she said she now flows like the river. She doesn't try to hold on to the rocks. And sometimes when we're in the midst of trying to build the life that we want to tend to manipulate, or if things aren't moving fast enough or things aren't going the way we want to, we have this hasty energy. And when she said that, I got this air of peace over me that kind of like settled. And I think that there's something so beautiful in that word surrender. I think there's something so beautiful in that word of allowing and letting go. And I was watching another live stream yesterday with I think her name is Yanni Speaks. I can't remember her title. I think it was Real Talk with Yanni. And she had this really interesting conversation. It was very entertaining for me. It was talking about church women and things like that. If you guys want to check it out on her channel, I think it was a very interesting conversation. I was very entertained. But towards the end, there was a video when it talked about Ruth. And it talked about how, and I'm not really familiar with Ruth's story, you guys. I am not a Bible to the T type of person. So take this with a grain of salt. I'm just going off of the video that she talked about. And she was saying how the video was a preacher talking about Ruth's story and how Ruth was so, was it Ruth or was Naomi? I don't remember. It was a person in the Bible, y'all. Don't get me to lying about who the person was. But it was saying how the person was so disappointed with what God gave them or the outcome of their life because they didn't get what they wanted, that they had no idea that God had a plan, that generations later, out of whatever happened, a David was birthed, and David is a descendant, you know, Jesus is a descendant of David and things like that. And so at times where we are going through hardships, right, at times where we're going through things and we feel like it's not fair, why is this happening to me? And one, why shouldn't it happen to us, right? Because we're human. We're all experiencing a human experience. What makes us so different from the next person? Why should that person suffer and we're just supposed to be exempt from suffering, right? That's one part of it. But we have no idea what God is working on. We have no idea what's coming down the road. Just because it's affecting our generation, we are affecting us in this time period, we have no idea what is going to transpire generations from now. And if you ever look at the book of, is it the book of Numbers? Y'all, don't get me to lying. It's after Genesis and it talks after Abraham, and it talks about all those descendants that came before we got to, I want to say Moses, or was it Abraham? Y'all. But I would just remember reading all those names and just being like, wow. And then back then in biblical days, right, they say that people lived 300 to 500 years, depending on the circumstances. So just seeing all of those names and all of those generations and all of those descendants to get to another part of the Bible, like that's a whole lot of meat and potatoes and a whole lot of stories and a whole lot of lives and a whole lot of instances we know nothing about, right? All of that had to transpire to get to this part, to then pick up the book, to continue on. So we are just a piece of God's greater will, whatever it is. And maybe we'll know, maybe we don't know. Somebody says it's Moses and all the descendants of Israel and the 12 tribes. Okay, thank you. Well, I don't want to get too, like, you know, on the religious part on the side. I'm using the Bible as a talking point, but thank you. Yes, it's numbers. Okay, perfect. Thank you. I knew you guys would help me out. I knew you guys would know. And then she ever says, yo, numbers is all the lists I've actually looked at. And also, it's funny that you mentioned it. Yes. So there's so many descendants that came from that, right? And whatever transpired from that is how we're here now. So we can't get so pigeonholed and so narrow focused on what we want and get upset when we don't get what we want, because we have no idea what God's true plan is. So the only thing that we can do is hope, pray, you know, faith without works is dead. So we have to work our plan, and hopefully we get some great stuff, but we don't know what's to come. But we have to allow our lives to open and flow with intention. And hopefully we are in alignment and making sure that we're in alignment. Good morning, Vanessa. That we are in alignment and we're doing the things that are pleasing in God's sight to our best ability. We're not going to be perfect. We're going to always fall short of the glory. We're born sinners. We're never going to get it 100% right. But I think it's very important that we live with so much intention. And one of the things that she said about her and Nipsey's relationship that I thought was so beautiful, she said it was very intentional. She said a lot of the things that they did together were super, super intentional. And it made me want to think about me and my relationship, like making sure that we're not just together because we look good together. Or, you know, we don't want to attach to people because of how they only make us feel. But what's the true intention behind everything that we do? The work that we do, the things that we buy, the things that we say. You know, we talked about that in the four agreements, that we have to be impeccable with our words, right? But intention is so powerful. And another thing she said in the interview that I loved is she said, I'm very intentional when I'm in a room with people that I'm intentional with my energy. I'm intentional with my spirit. Even myself, when I get on here with you guys, I'm very intentional with the purpose of this platform, the purpose of my content. If you guys look, I was making different content back in, you know, a few years ago. Not to say that it was so different, you know, it was just in a different space and I wasn't talking about God as much, but the intention of always, I've always had a pure intention with my channel to do my best. And I didn't always, you know, do my best, but to always do my best at giving positive information, giving information that would help people, giving information that would make a difference and an impact. So when we're going through life, when we're talking to one another, when we're getting into relationships, when we're having children, especially when we're having children, the intent has to be bigger than us. Our intent has to be outside of ourselves, because if we're so me, 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 you know, then we miss out on the opportunity to really and truly align. We miss out on the opportunity to really get what is truly meant for us, good, bad, or indifferent, you know? And we can't be so fixated on what we want that when we don't get our way, that now we don't believe. Now, you know, something happened, something tragic happened to me. And everybody's spiritual walk is different, but sometimes we tend to blame God, or we can tend to get really negative and, I guess, vindictive when things don't go exactly the way we plan. You know, everybody is going to leave this planet. And I'll just say, we all need life insurance, because especially our parents, and we already talked about this, so I won't jump on this bandwagon, but we all are going to leave this planet someday. We don't know how it's going to happen. Hopefully it's not with tragedy. Hopefully it's not something catastrophic like what's going on all over the world, but we don't know. So while we're here, we have to be so grateful and live with the purest intention that we can in order to ensure that when we get up there, wherever, and I don't know, I know what the Bible says, I'm kind of open-minded about, we don't know, But if I what I believe is I stand before God and he's going to look at me and he's going to get his spiritual iPad, which I joke about all the time. I don't know what he's going to have. He could have a scroll. He could have his mind. Who knows? But in my mind, it's a spiritual iPad, and I don't want him to pull up my profile and look, and all it is everything that I wanted. And he's like, okay, you got that house, you got the car, you got, okay, the husband, the kids. What about what I wanted you to do with your life? What happened to the show? What happened to your gifts, your talents that I gave you? What happened to that? Because I put you on this planet for a reason, but you did everything you wanted to do, right? I see, yep, the vacations, I see the money, I see the G-Wagon, I see, you know, I see the kids, I see the husband, I see the vacation. But what about your gifts? So we want to make sure that we're living our lives with pure intention, with as much as intention as possible, with to make sure that we're in alignment. Because if we're not doing that, if we're not seeking pure purpose, pure intention, pure spiritual guidance, I want to say, then we might miss the boat. We might miss the marker. And I just want to be frank. God's plan for us might not be the happy one. Who's to say that we won't have a life like Job's? I hope not. You know, I hope not, but you don't know. We don't know. I'm about to clock in soon, but it was so good. Oh, thank you for being here. Oh, thank you so much. I hope you have a beautiful and blessed day. Have a good day at work, Carmela. So we have to step out of ourselves, okay? We have to ensure that we are in alignment, that we are praying, because that's the only, to me, I feel like God is now speaking to me through dreams. I think now God is speaking to me in different ways than he has before, but pray for that. If you don't hear God's voice or you're confused, pray. Remember, I always say, pray for what you can't buy. You know, if you want God to speak to you louder, ask him. If you want God to come to you in a specific way, ask him and align and see what's best and see how he taps on your heart. See if things become more clear. Anytime I'm confused about something, and you know, they always say that there's no confusion in God, but sometimes we can confuse our dang selves, okay? Sometimes with all of our crazy and our overthinking or our, you know, just what we thought was going to happen or what we thought something was going to look like can cloud our judgment. So don't always think that just because you're confused that it's not of God. Sometimes you got to pray for clarity. Sometimes you have to pray. Oh, I love you guys. You're so sweet. Sometimes you have to pray for discernment. Sometimes you have to pray for peace and that he reveals all to you. But with living with intention and living in his purpose, oh, something so beautiful she said is we're here for service. We're here to serve one another. We're here to help one another, right? That's why we do need each other. That's why I say it's okay to say you need someone, because we do need one another. If we were all supposed to just be on our own little planets and in our own little bubbles, and especially here in America, we are very individualized, you know? Which I don't think is all the time a bad thing. I think that there are so many cool things about that. I think that we have a lot of freedoms and we get to do a lot of things without a whole bunch of outside influence. However, it does take away from the community. It does take away from the togetherness that we tend to lack sometimes. But how can our experiences help someone else? You know, I know she, Amber, started her own motivational series that I all want you guys to go subscribe to on YouTube, where she is also sharing her motivational points and tips, you know, and I think that that's so beautiful. I think that we all should be striving to, and it doesn't have to be in that way. It doesn't have to be a YouTube channel. It doesn't have to be a show like mine. It doesn't have to be anything else, but how can your life experiences help others? Do you all volunteer? Do we give back? Do we, you know, we can't just only be focused on ourselves. We can't only be focused on what we want and what we want to achieve in our lives all the time. I think it's beautiful to live with intention of service. And it doesn't, and not to say that, you know, we have to make sure we're filling our cups too. So I'm not saying serve till you have nothing for yourself. We already talked about that. But we have to make sure that we don't get so freaking tunnel vision and narrow-minded that we miss out on how we're supposed to serve others in our path to the life that we want, or the life that we're aligning with God, right? And then how can we turn our pain into purpose? That's one thing she said that I thought was so beautiful, is she said that I didn't want my pain to be in vain. You know, the loss of, I couldn't imagine having a love so deep and then it being tragically taken from you and not being in control of anything and that person just gone, you know? And she said that she didn't want her pain to be for nothing. So how can you turn your pain into purpose? I share my pain all the time with you guys. And again, it doesn't have to be in this same way, but what could you do to take what you've went through, take your maybe traumatic childhoods or maybe toxic relationships or maybe, you know, domestic issues. How can you take the pain of your past and use it as purpose for somebody else? Because I really truly feel like that's why we go through things. Because sometimes when we go through things, we think that it's only us. Sometimes when we go through things, we think that it's only why me, only I'm going through that. And when we talk about it, when we vocalize our pain and our pain points, that's how we connect with one another. I don't think that you guys would connect with me so much if I did not share my downfalls too. Because I don't sit high on a pedestal and I'm not better than anybody else. But I think that that's what connects us all. Our pain honestly connects us, and I feel like we get so much purpose and so much value when we connect and we share with one another. So how can you turn your pain into purpose? Really think about that today, either when you're at work or you're driving in your car, you're sitting on your couch, whatever you're doing, how can you turn your pain into purpose? Maybe you didn't have the greatest childhood, so you go volunteer with children to ensure that you can be an advocate for them. Maybe, you know, you didn't grow up with the best mother, so you're going to make sure that you're the best mother that you can be and raise a child with great self-esteem and high value and pour into them like no other. You know, your purpose doesn't have to be this grandiose stage. Maybe it is, you know, but maybe it's not. But it doesn't make it more significant. Our gifts and purpose isn't any less significant than Beyonce's because she has a bigger stage and a bigger audience. That's just her purpose. That's how she shares her gifts and her talents to the world, by making people happy when they watch her performances, giving them an out-of-body experience of theatrics and entertainment. That's a gift. Everybody doesn't have that. I can't dance like that. I can't sing like that. Okay. So everybody has their own set of gifts, purpose, intentions, and everything. So what could you do? How can you turn your pain into purpose? What could you do? What seeds could you sow into your community, your family, your neighborhood, your friends? You guys, our friends are our dang near our lifeline sometimes. You know, so sharing, how can you open up and make sure that you are definitely being a positive influence in any type of way? Don't let your pain be in vain. And don't be ashamed of your pain. Some of us are ashamed. You guys, if I told you some things that I've done, you'd be like, really, Brittany? Don't be ashamed of your past. Don't be ashamed of your pain. There's always lessons. And y'all will learn more about me as time goes on, you know, when the right episode calls for the story. You know, you got to save a little for yourself, but don't be ashamed of who you are. Don't be ashamed of what you've done. There's always lessons and blessings in the pain, in the stories, in the, you know, maybe maybe you did it so you can warn somebody else on what not to do. Maybe you went through it so 10 other people don't go through it. And I always say, if I had to go through it to learn the lesson to help out others, then my trials and tribulations were so worth it. Were so worth it. Okay. So I love that. And you guys are so supportive. You guys are awesome. Oh, thank you, Destiny. And I have to be honest, because there's no point to be fake. People can smell a fake from a mile away. They can, y'all, we ain't stupid. Ain't nobody dumb on this thing, especially not my followers, my people. I don't even like calling y'all followers. My subscribers, my family, y'all ain't dumb. Y'all be like, this girl is full of ish. But turn your pain into purpose. Turn your pain into purpose. How can we be of more service to the world? How can we be of more service to the world? And it doesn't take much. It could be one day a week. It can be once a month, you know, but how, where can you volunteer? Where can you give an hour of your day? Most volunteer projects don't even take that much time, maybe a few hours. You know, where could you go? Maybe you're not a speaker. Maybe you can go spend your time with the elderly, talking to them. I remember I did that one time and we met the coolest old man. I'm not sure if he's still alive, but he was the coolest old guy. And we had so much fun with him and we were looking forward to going back. Unfortunately, he didn't really remember us when we went back, but I do remember that they appreciated the time that we spent with them, because their family and friends can't come see them all the time, or their friends have passed. You know, as my grandmother gets older, all of her siblings are gone. She's the only one of her siblings left. You know, so spending time with the elderly, maybe you don't have grandparents, but you do know Miss Williams down the street or Miss Jenkins, or, you know, go spend time with people. You know, time is the most valuable thing you can give. You know, a lot of times in the church community, all we focus on is money. Money, money, give, 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 give. Money, 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 money. What about time? It's free, but it's the most expensive resource that we have, because we can never get it back. So what could you do to ensure that you're living on purpose, that you're pure, your intentions are pure, that you are coming from a loving, honest place? And not to be manipulated, not to be, you know, I ain't saying you got to be a fool out here in these streets. You could still be a little spiritual gangster. That's how I feel, because you ain't going to play me. Okay. I set boundaries. But how can we be of more of service in the world? What could we do that would light up somebody else's life, that would make somebody else's day, that would be a blessing to others? You know, we can't hoard all of our blessings. We're blessed. Y'all, we woke up this morning. We're not in hospital beds. And if there's anybody in the hospital, my heart and prayers go out to you if you're watching this. But we have the fact that we can do this. Some people can't. The fact that you can blink and walk around and eat when you want to and drink out of your favorite mug and turn on your lights and turn on your heat or your air conditioning or walk to the store. A lot of people can't do that. And I know that some people are like, well, that's small. No, it's not. We take the biggest things for granted. We worry about money and about bills and about credit, even though that stuff is important, but there are bigger things in this world to worry about. That's why we shouldn't worry. We be up here about to jump off a cliff if our bills are late. But we have so many other things that we should really be probably concerning ourselves with. They gonna get paid. They always get paid. They're going to get paid. They be all right. You know what I mean? Like, we can't let ourselves stress over mediocre. Like, at the end of the day, when you get to heaven, right? Let's go back to God and his spiritual iPad. I don't think he's going to be like, oh, you didn't pay Sally Mae on the 15th. I don't think he's going to care about that. I think he's going to care about how were you at? Did you take care of my people? Did you take care of my baby? So if we're all God's children, right? If we're all God's children, what did you do to help your brothers and sisters? What did you do to make an impact on the world? Did you use your gifts as I instructed you to, as I planted them into you, as I put into your intuition? I think that that's extremely crucial that we do. And I see y'all's comments. Keep loading them up. I'm going to go ahead and I love what AMAC said. AMAC says you can learn so much from our elders. Their stories are amazing and they always ask to see their pictures. Yes, I'm nosy. And you should. Y'all will be surprised when you spend time with older people. Ask them for their pictures when they were young. Y'all, our grandmothers were some hot tamales, okay? If you're blessed to still have your grandmothers around, or you just know any elder people, ask for their pictures when they were in their youth, honey. You would be like, Mr. Greg, you were handsome. Okay, Mr. Greg or whoever. You will be surprised, you guys. Like, we're all going to get old. We ain't going to be this young and this beautiful forever. Okay, we're going to be old and wrinkly one day too. And we're going to be, remember when we went to Cancun and this and on my Instagram, and our grandchildren are going to be looking at us like, Instagram. Oh, grandma. And hopefully we're saving our pictures, you guys. Let's take them off the internet and download them or have them physically, because I feel like our generation that's going to really suck is that we're not going to have all the memories that our grandparents had, because all of our pictures are on the internet. But seriously, spend time with older people and talk to them about their lives, or go volunteer with children. If you have baby fever, that will kill it instantly. No, I'm just joking. No, but it will curve it for real. Go spend time with children. It will curve your baby fever. I love spending time with my nieces and nephews because it does do something from the mother side. I get to be nurturing. I get to be a mother for a very short period of time, or a mother figure. I can't say a mother because I will not a mom, but I get to have those experiences. I get to hold babies and feed them and nurture them and tell them lessons and take them places and really get what it feels like to have a family. You know, when's the last time you watched your nieces and nephews or your cousins or anything? When's the last time you went and spent time with your parents and just hung out and just talked? You know, we talk a lot about, you know, sometimes the toxic sides, but they're human too. You know, we can't put people on a pedestal and expect them to be perfect when they will never be. So what are those relationships? Let's put more purity and intention in, and that won't be for everybody. I understand that. But, you know, if the glove fits, you know, if the glove fits, then wear it, you know, and take from this conversation, how can you use your pain for purpose? And how can we serve the world more? What could we do to serve each other more? What could we do to, because I promise you guys, if we just me all the time, you get a little pleasure in that, but you get a lot of fulfillment. You get a lot of happiness from doing for others. You really do. Just like mothers, you guys feel great when you do something for your child and they're very appreciative and you know how hard you worked, or, you know, seeing their smiles on Christmas, like that's all of service, right? But how can we step outside of ourselves and our immediate family? Right. They were stylish too. And do for others without anything in return. That's another thing, without anything in return. How can we do that, you guys? So always operate out of pure intentions. Always operate out of pure intentions and align with people who have pure intentions and a pure heart. I think I'm a very judge of character when it comes to people's hearts. I do not associate with people that have evil intentions, that scheme, scam, that, you know, do wrong or evil, malicious or intentionally. I don't like that at all. I do things by the book as much as possible. I'm not perfect. I'm not saying I am Mother Teresa and I walk on water. No, I have my faults too. But I feel like when you entertain foolery becomes a part of your life. When you run with dogs, you'll get fleas, if that makes any sense. So, and I'm a firm believer, birds of a feather flock together. So if you are rocking with people that have evil intentions or that don't have a pure heart, or, you know, don't operate out of integrity, be careful. Be careful, because you never know where their, how their judgments and their instances are going to rub off and fall onto you. And I be like this. I ain't got no time. I be dodging. I don't play that. So make sure you guys are aligning with people with pure intentions and pure hearts. So just to go back over some of the points before I dig into the comments, and if you guys have comments, questions, or concerns, go ahead and fill it up. I hope you guys are having a beautiful Friday so far. So are you living with intention? So step outside of yourself. How can your experiences help someone else? Turn your pain into purpose. How can you be more service to the world and always operate out of pure intentions? And make sure you're aligning with people who have pure intentions. Ladies, especially men, I don't understand when women get with drug dealers and scammers. Why do you even want that type of heat onto your life? Why do you even want that drama? Why do you want that? There's nothing to me more sexier than a hardworking man. And I don't care what type of work. You could be cutting grass, going to work in a suit. I think maybe me seeing hardworking men growing up, that's all I seen. I didn't see a whole lot of laziness out of the men in my life. But why would you want to align yourself with somebody who steals from other people? And people can say, well, oh, they're just stealing from the bank and the bank doesn't need it. And it doesn't matter. It's still stealing. Scamming, you guys, is stealing. Something in my spirit is telling me to say this. You know, the drug dealer life is going to be cut short either with jail or death. Jail mostly now. And, you know, when people can have a whole lot when they sell drugs outside of, you know, in the real world, they can have a whole lot of money when they sell drugs, but as soon as they go to jail, it's all taken from them. So be careful, ladies, on who you align yourself with, what you get attracted to. You know, you need to know where that money is coming from. If he has a whole lot of it and this man don't work no 9-to-5 job, where are you getting this money from? And it's okay to ask those questions, because your safety and your integrity is in jeopardy. Because you don't want to have to either testify or go to jail on behalf of you being with the wrong person, knowing that his intentions were impure or he doesn't have a lot of integrity. You know, that's something that I put high on that pedestal, is honesty and integrity with a man. So make sure you guys are aligning with men of integrity. So I'm going to go backwards. I normally go, you know, from the back to the front with the comments, but you guys are cracking me up. Sydney says, our grandmothers were baddies. Baddies, fine. Okay, for sure. My grandmothers were, especially one of my grandmas was stacked. Okay, I was like, okay, grandma, I see you. I see why Papa liked you. Okay. Oh, you guys are so sweet. I'm not going to read the comments that you guys are talking to each other. I think that that's for you guys, but I love that you guys communicate. That is so cute. Shamber says, recognizing the small things is what gets us to the big things if we appreciate what we have first. Absolutely. Felicia says, amen. Amen. You can, oh, we already said that one. Thank you, AMAC, from that comment. Thank you, Vanessa. Indigo Kisses says, I'm so glad you're talking about purpose. I'm nearing retirement and trying to figure out my next step. And I love that. And the thing that's so great about new chapters is your purpose can change. You know, maybe one part of your life, your purpose was to be a mother. And the next purpose is you're doing for you, or you're doing something else, or you're traveling, or you never know what that is. So I'm super excited for your next chapter. And you get to figure out and explore life with new lenses and a whole bunch of experience. And I'm so excited for you. I hope you're excited. I hope you are excited. You get to retire and live your life. Go ahead, girl. Go ahead, Indigo Kisses. Oh, thank you. I don't think that being genuine is rare, AMAC, to be honest. I think it's really what we pay attention to. We have to stop feeding and paying attention to the BS that's out there in the world. If it doesn't align with us, if we don't see any value, we have to stop giving it attention. We have to stop watching the videos. We have to stop, you know, being a spectator sport and just being watching the buffoonery. And we're up here like this, we have to stop being spectators of the garbage, because if we feed the garbage, it will continue to grow and escalate. But I meet women all the time that are genuine and that are pure. But we just as human race, we just like to pay attention to the foolery and the garbage. And I mean garbage. I just like saying garbage. It says, thank you for being honest and pushing us forward. Thank you. And thank you guys for being here and showing up. And I know you guys are doing the work and reading the books and listening to the Audible books and all of that stuff today. And I don't have a giveaway winner today. I was preparing for this, but we will announce the book. I'll just do two next week. How about that? Because I didn't really read from a book this week. I want to start reading from Freak. I left the book upstairs. I will post it. I will post it. So just be on the lookout. I will post it. Destin says you're definitely talking to me. I hope so. I hope somebody got something out of this today. I love that pain and purpose, man. I learned so much with pain. It's actually crazy how that sounds. Exactly, because we don't learn on vacation, y'all. We don't learn on vacation. We learn through our trials and tribulations. Okay. If you learn from me, my mistakes are worth it. Absolutely. And I hope everybody kind of feels that way, because don't allow your pain or anything stop you from, you know, sharing and helping. Oh, I'm watching you from Zambia. Oh my gosh. And I will be intentional about this in my life. I love that. I love my African brothers and sisters. What's up across the pond? Y'all way over there, but thank you. That makes me so, y'all have no idea. When I see my international watchers, like, yo, that is nuts to think about, that I'm right here in little old Atlanta and you guys are across the world watching me. Y'all gonna make me cry. I ain't gonna cry today. Y'all not gonna make me cry today, but thank you so much for spending time with me. I really appreciate it. Veronica says, well said, definitely needed to hear this. Thank you, Veronica. She Amber says, oh, I feel loved over here, tearing up. Y'all, my virtual family. For real, everybody go subscribe to She Amber right after the live. Make sure that you guys are watching and supporting her videos. And if you guys have anything that you guys have going on, make sure you guys let us know in the comments. Like, if you know, some people say that they got new jobs. If you guys have businesses, it is totally okay to respectfully promote yourself. I mean, of course, we don't want spam. But I have no problems with you guys sharing and talking about your products and letting us know what you guys got going on. We are all here for each other. Okay, so Melinda, you guys, you've seen it. I love the video. It is on my community page. So make sure you guys check out that video with Lauren London. It was such a beautiful conversation, especially if you lost somebody close to you, a family member, a significant other. I think that video is going to help so many people. And we talked about numbers and everything. But yeah, we don't know why God has placed certain things and allowed things to happen. So we want to make sure that we're always living in alignment. We're always living in his purpose, or trying to, or seeking it. And we're doing our part as well. It's a two-way street, I believe, when it comes to getting, you know, creating our lives and doing what we want. But we want to make sure that we put God in there for sure. I've personally been trying to practice daily gratitude. I try to find at least one thing in the day that I am thankful for. And gratitude, you guys, will open your eyes tremendously. If you feel like your life sucks, go to a hospital. If you think your life sucks, go turn on the TV. Good morning. Happy family. Y'all, I'm deep in Texas. My Texas accent. I love it. Good morning, y'all. Mel Lindy. Okay. Also is Mel. Okay. Mel Lindy. I love that. Thank you. Y'all know if I mess up your name, please let me know. Good morning, Mecca. How are you? Good morning, good morning, good morning. Let me go back down to the new comments because you guys put some more in there. Melindy says, I just got the ebook, The Four Agreements, yesterday. Excited to start reading it. Please do, you guys. It's so, 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 so good. It's so good. Davion, Grand Rising Queen. It's okay. No worries. You can always watch the replay. And for those of you who listen on my podcast, I'm so sorry. I'm going to do better. I'm not going to make any excuses because there are none. I'm just going to do better content to my podcast. I'm going to do better, but I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. Good morning. Good morning, Iviana. Oh, I love that name. That's so pretty, Iviana. D'Avion. I should know that because I said your name before, D'Avion. Just like the character on Sister Sister. Love that name, D'Avion. You guys have some beautiful names. You guys have some beautiful names, but I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. I hope you guys have a beautiful rest of your weekend and that you guys get some rest. Do not forget to take time for yourself. Do some prayer. Yes. Thank you, D'Avion. You guys do some prayer and just ask God. If you guys don't have it, if you don't have it, I don't care what it is, pray for it. Pray for what you can't buy for in the store. That is going to be a shirt one day. I love you guys so much. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed weekend. Thank you for blessing me for another week. We have finished another week of morning motivation, and I will see you guys on Monday. Please be blessed. Be safe, you guys. No drinking and driving. Be safe. You guys have a beautiful and blessed weekend. Thank you, Vanessa. Thank you, Angel. Thank you guys so much. D'Avion, Melindy, Iviana, She Amber, Nelson, Indigo Kisses, Amac, Sydney. Shout all y'all out again. Felicia, Vanessa, Destiny, Michael. Thank you guys so much. Veronica, thank you guys so much. And all of my international watchers, thank you guys so much for being here with me. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed weekend, and I'll catch you guys on Monday. Bye, y'all.